It's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast where you answer the questions.
That you do? Who do?
You got me laughing before we started. Let's start again. Here we go.
Okay. Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast where I answer the questions.
Yes, I'm here too.
We, both of us haven't eaten. This is going to be
third
bad.
Time's the charm. Okay. Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
You're right. We do that.
Should we do an episode where we ask the questions and they answer it?
That's physically not how podcasts work.
Like, the questions we're afraid to ask our listeners.
I don't think there are any.
I'm afraid to know their opinions on some things.
Oh, like, opinions.
Me being annoying.
Me being annoying. Me bullying.
Oh my God. Like our annoying laughs.
Yeah.
Like things like that. We're too afraid to ask those questions. We don't want the truth.
I remember a long time ago, somebody said that I laugh like Evie Oddly. And that's like the only thing I can think about when I laugh now. Literally.
It scarred
from,
you.
From that point onwards, it hurts to laugh. And it's hard because I am so funny.
You just anyway. Always wanted to go
yeah.
away, yeah?
And this week's topic is, I don't really know what it's called. Coming Out of COVID is a working title. I like yeah. The Great Reset. But the Great Reset, like but gay, just to make a joke about mm-hmm. how people think that the Great Reset's like actually a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Great Reset?
No, I just pretend to like anything you're talking about.
The Great Reset is like this conspiracy theory that people have that this whole, it's a plandemic.
Oh, it was all planned.
That it was all planned to, I kind of forget the point because it literally is so insane, mm-hmm. but basically to like, get rid of small businesses and like build up corporations. And like, it's like this whole like economic reset that the government is planning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So another working title, The Great Reset, but gay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Coming Out of COVID is a good one.
The Great Reset, but gay doesn't flow.
I don't
as
know.
Much
they're both pretty fire. I'm okay. not going to lie. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you know, if you're listening now, which one we chose.
Yeah.
Let us know on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast if you think we chose the right one.
Yeah.
what day is it? Yeah, okay. I was like, should I plug our Zoom that just happened?
No.
But now this is past.
Yeah.
We did a patron Zoom. Well, we haven't yet, but when you hear this, we will have. And if
Bree
you
is
click the
grasping the concept of time right now.
If you click the link in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast, you can become a patron. You can get in on the next fun trivia night. I'm sure you missed out on a wild time over Zoom. So thank you so much to our patrons and a huge, 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 huge thank you to Aiden, Olivia, Liz, Serena, and Kate is joining the crew.
Welcome.
Of the shout out. Thank
you. We're so sorry, but thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you so much. Yes, apologies and thank yous all around for listening to us and supporting us. Thank you. And for listening to us, we're sorry.
Yeah.
There you
go. That sums it up.
That sums it up. So if you want to follow us on Instagram, you also can there. And there's also merch in the bio, all that good stuff. And personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. And today we are talking about what we're looking forward to after. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Well, just the world after it, but gay.
But gay. The
but
gay,
gay
world
yeah.
after it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I see
some
shifts.
Sometimes I picture also like an apocalyptic community mm-hmm. and what that would be like with just queer people.
That would be...
Because none of us could drive, so we wouldn't have any of those...
Well, the thing is we need an enemy.
But I think we would need to split into like factions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we would have like the lesbians building everything.
Oh, God, I cannot think of just living with lesbians. I love lesbians, but like... What I mean by we need an enemy is we need the straights to balance this out, right?
No, I think I'm picturing like Mad Max.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
we're on very different sides of some mm-hmm. deserted wasteland, mm-hmm. but we're still enemies.
Okay, I need to talk to you about this.
Okay.
Because this entire time with this podcast.
Yeah.
This entire, like, even before this podcast, when
yeah.
we were first starting talking about this topic.
Okay.
You brought up with me, you know, the whole, like, thing where, like, gays don't really like lesbians, right?
Right, yeah.
And, like, I was like, oh, yeah, you know how, like, Asia, I'm like, okay,
this
yeah.
This is a throwback, yeah. I think this saying. Is our first like, episode, yeah, gays versus lesbians.
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying. Like, I think they don't, like, connect on different things. I don't think I ever fully understood to what level.
I know, it's because you like me so much.
It's
because
I like you, and I feel like through growing up and dancing, and, like, my sister being friends with a lot of gay men,
yeah,
I had a lot of gay male friends. So I was like... yeah, I can see that in general, but I didn't really think it like didn't necessarily really hit home for me. And then weirdly, in the last like 2 weeks, I want to say, I have stumbled upon like I want to say 8 TikToks and like 3 Instagram stories that have just like berated me with acknowledging that gays can't stand lesbians.
I think it's mutual. I don't know if I would necessarily.
I don't think it's mutual though, because I've never seen a lesbian be like, I don't like a gay man. Or like that they don't want to like hang out with gay men. Like I've literally never seen that.
Oh, I feel like it's mutual, but maybe I'm wrong. And I do think that is a very valid point though, because this space might confuse people in that our factions are getting along, but maybe we wouldn't be against the straights as well. We'd be in 3 factions in this deserted wasteland.
Yeah, like,
and you guys would have some beautiful metropolis that you built, and we would be like, I don't know, snorting sand or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It'd be an orgy where people are like doing ketamine still.
I'm picturing is that art festival that happens in Burning Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this literally Burning
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But we're creating the art sculptures and you're the people just like walking around on drugs.
No, I'm picturing like you know that meme that says society if this and it's like flying cars and stuff.
Yeah.
It would be like society if lesbians could live alone. That would be you guys. That would be us, with your
yeah.
future society.
Yeah.
And then the gay males specifically would be Burning Man.
Would be Burning
but
Man.
With not even sculptures because we couldn't build those. Or bikes because I don't think we could ride those either.
You're just out in the desert.
We
in,
just
like,
became like
thongs.
Sand people. Like in Star Wars, those like garbage sand people. That's us.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So that's my picturing life after COVID.
See you around the camera.
Yeah. It's funny though, because so about the gays versus lesbians, I feel like we convince people that gays and lesbians get along because of this podcast.
Yeah.
But as it goes on, I do dislike lesbians more because of spending so much time with you.
It's not like opening your mind to
no,
love and admiration.
It's closing it off.
That is so fair, honestly. I do tell you some doozies of stories too.
Yeah.
I gotta start telling you more stories about lesbians that I actually like, because that's not interesting, right? So when I come to you, I'm like, oh, I got the tea of this lesbian creator that really did this.
I'm not
this
hearing
week.
Like stories of hope.
No, you're hearing stories of lesbians and queer women that are actively traveling multiple times during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More of that.
More of those.
I'm seeing that with my own eyes, actually. So, yeah, life after COVID. We have not addressed. We have talked about this a little bit, mostly in the way that it's going to be weird going back to clubs now.
Yeah.
Well, the world is far ahead of Canada.
Yes.
Most of the world, a lot of places are not doing well still. But yep. A lot of places are ahead of Canada.
I would say like the UK and
the US.
The US.
If you started with a U, you're doing well.
And Australia and New Zealand. Other than that, I feel like everyone's toast.
I literally
actually,
was like,
China,
if you have an,
China's doing
if
well.
You have a U in your name, you're doing well, thinking New Zealand had a U in it. New, it's just N-U.
N-U. Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed
no,
it.
No, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of places, and I think this is something weird that has happened or is happening in the same way at the beginning when it was kind of like launching. There were certain places that we heard about having cases, but it hadn't hit Canada yet.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, did you hear what's going on over here or over here? And then it slowly like revved up, and now we're seeing the opposite where places are kind of slowly opening up.
When a lot shouldn't be, I will give them
no,
that.
No, a lot should not be, but it is fascinating to be like, the hopeful side of it is hopefully like on the downhill slope of in the same way as we saw like different places kind of gain traction, for lack of a better word,
yeah.
Going into what we now know is an almost 2-year-long pandemic.
Uh-huh, yeah, that whole thing.
That whole thing. But now it's, like, weird because the jealousy aspect of seeing certain places that have done it right and I think should be open.
Yeah. Like Australia.
Like New Zealand. Yeah. Australia. And then
the U.S., I'm like, please still wear masks. I know, please stop going out.
And it's just like odd, the contrast. Like something that specifically brought this up is I texted Sean the other day because my girlfriend and I were watching UFC. If you watch UFC, what a doozy of a card. Okay, sorry, I'm not going to go too far into it, but like that card was one of the craziest cards.
I'm going to say something bold and brave.
Okay.
The UFC watchers, yourself included, are the people that are opening up to her.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, it was in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in Florida, and it's like all a bunch of white people, and they just...
Not a mask in sight.
Not a mask in sight. So yes, this is what was weird. Even the UFC closed down during this panorama. They were the first to reopen because the founder literally, like, went to, like, an island and started fights again without people around.
Wait,
similar to others.
On, what?
Okay, so...
That's kind of iconic. Like, yeah. People just fought on an island?
Yeah, they flew them all
into this island,
gladiator
style?
Like, off of Dubai. Yeah.
Wait, that's so insane.
It was really
insane. Kind of iconic.
Okay, so this is when all the sports were still, like, actually closed.
Yeah.
Okay, now it doesn't seem as insane because... A lot of sports in a weird way kind of followed suit.
Yeah.
But when everything was not allowed to be going on, like no NFL, no NBA, nothing, the owner of the UFC, because it's different, right? It's not like in the NHL there are like...
Well, everybody's just one giant team here. So there's only one owner, isn't it? Kind of like that?
The UFC...
Yeah.
There's only one owner. Yeah. Whereas, like, the NHL, there's various owners with various opinions of when to open and what to do, right?
Yeah, well, because there's no team. So it's like there's no team owner. There's just an owner.
Correct. There's just an owner. Yeah. And then there's fighters with their own teams, right?
Yeah.
Like, trainers and agents and stuff. So this owner, Dana White, who's, like, so filthy rich, basically was like, well, if you're not going to let us do it here... We're gonna go to what he named Fight Island.
See, this is so insane and so straight and so problematic, but it's almost to like villain, like super villain level.
Oh, it's next level. I love it.
Like, this is like Hunger Games.
Oh, I love it.
They dropped out of the plane, Fortnite style.
100%. Yeah, exactly like that. So they go to this island and they were just bring, like, they would bring fighters in. That were, like, on private planes so that they weren't flying commercial
right.
or anything. Like, Dana White's, like, private fucking fleet would get these people tested, bring them in. They would fight. They weren't allowed to bring, like, anyone else they were allowed to bring. I think it was, like, two team members, like, whether it was, like, a coach or whatever. And then they would fight, and then they would leave. And this was all televised. And the thing that took them the longest to figure it out is figuring out, like,
how... to name the island.
No, like, who was going to play it, because all these networks were like, we won't play that because it's not supposed to be going on right now.
Right.
So then they ended up just doing, like, a private streaming service and, like, all these
things.
Okay, but this was hilarious.
How the fuck did I not hear about Fight Island?
I don't know.
I guess I'm not in, like, that sphere.
You're not
at
in
all.
That sphere, yeah.
I think Fight Island is pretty far away from the gay news I was getting.
Oh, 100%. So this is just, this sums it all up.
Okay.
This, we don't even need to comment on it anymore once we hear this. This sums it all up. So they were restricted to the amount of people that were allowed in the building, right? And it was supposed to be essential only, meaning that there was, like, the three judges. There was the medical personnel that were on standby,
yep.
Like in any sport, but especially in UFC, prevalent. And
unless you're part of the vlog squad.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fighter and, like, their two team members, right?
Yep.
But they still had ring girls.
Okay. You got to keep the essentials.
Okay, but get this.
Do they have masks on?
Get this. Masks on. No audience. So they're walking
mask
around
on,
the ring.
Pussy out.
They're walking around the ring with the sign. The whole traditional point of a ring girl.
Yeah, is to amp them up.
Is to walk around and be like, it's this round.
Yeah.
Like round two,
like,
round three. And like, woo, I'm in a bikini or whatever. No audience. So they're just walking around to pretending to look at the audience with a thing. Like that was, they had a cap of the amount of people they could have in it, but they made sure that ring girls
were
there.
See, this lends itself even more to the straight supervillain thing.
Oh, 100%. That's what I mean. That sort of sums it right up.
Also, so, I think we should have merch that says mask on, pussy out. Just
mask on, pussy out. Oh my God, we actually should make that merch.
Yeah.
Okay, like, actually, do you think it was...
No, not actually.
Mask on, pussy out? Are you kidding me? That's iconic. That literally is iconic. I feel like the gays would buy that.
Probably.
Mask on, pussy out? Are you fucking kidding me? That's flying off the shelves.
Not one sale detected.
No, we're making it. We're making it just on the chance someone wants to wear it. Okay? Get ready for the launch of Mask on, pussy out. Coming your way in 2021. Probably 2 weeks with like a Word document design that I've drawn up. Okay. So anyways, eventually they came back and they opened up in the States, but still with no audience,
yes,
right? Like
yes.
Many sports, like regular stadiums, but no people there watching. So this is the first time in now almost 2 fucking years that Julia and I sat down, and Julia watches a lot of sports.
Yeah.
To watch a sporting event and... full crowd. It was the
trippiest thing to watch. Is there like 60,000 people too? Like
60,000 people.
Which, okay, can you explain this to me?
Yes.
Because maybe I'm very, well, I am very stupid, but I am very sports stupid.
Mm-hmm.
UFC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Small ring.
Yes. Yes.
60,000 people.
Yes.
Big amount of people.
Yes.
How do 60,000 people want to be somewhere that it's a small ring?
I honestly think, like, I totally agree with what you're saying, but I also think that you could argue that for pretty much any sport. Like, if you go to the Las Vegas arena for their NHL team, it is, like, 5 times as big as the Canucks arena.
Right.
And literally, like, when you're up in the nosebleeds, they are dots on the
I know, but
ice.
There's not just 2 people, so at least you can kind of, you know, maybe somebody gets a little closer to you, then they're
far
away.
Yeah, you can see the, like, movement a bit. Yeah. But really, you go and you're watching the screen, and it's just to be in the environment of people.
Okay.
It's honestly kind of like going to the nosebleeds of a fucking huge stadium concert.
But Lady Gaga and Beyonce are just beating the shit out of each other.
It's exactly like yeah. that. Yeah. So I 100% agree because like I have gone to a couple UFC events, but I've I've been like good seats. So yeah. Like it works out. And I always do kind of think that.
You were the ring girl.
Yeah. I was. Oh my God. I would love to be the ring
mask
girl.
Mask on pussy out
oh
the
God,
beginning.
Mask on pussy out. Okay. Anyways. Oh my God, they can be our influencers for Mask on Pussy Out.
Absolutely.
We'll send them some.
Yeah, I think our merch
yeah.
on a UFC
yeah.
sign girl yeah. in the ring would go out. I think it's a
huge.
Very, you know,
huge.
Very simpatico
much our,
for
all,
sure.
Yeah, very much also like our niche. Like
yes.
the kind of people that would want to support
definitely.
Us watch UFC. So
yeah.
that would be good. Okay, well, I'll reach out to my people about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, call
one.
Dana White.
Yeah. See, collab. UFC
yeah.
collab. I can explain times UFC.
Perfect.
So anyways, we're watching the screen and my jaw and my girlfriend's jaw are like on the floor because it was the trippiest thing to see because it wasn't just like, oh my God, like let's put all the morality aside of like, oh my God, that's stupid and like, what the fuck? I can't believe that stadium.
UFC.
It wasn't even that. It
yeah.
was just like, shut up. It was like... I literally, there was a part of me that I don't even think I realized until I saw it, never thought that would happen again. Like, I think in a weird way, I had, like, my brain had, like, been like, that's just not a thing anymore.
I think it's also due to the fact that we are at a different stage of reopening.
Yes.
So here it's still
like,
very tight,
that,
which I think it should
crazy.
Be, obviously. That it's, like, that's so far from our realm.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in... Like, you can't do indoor dining or anything
no.
currently, but in parts of the U.S. and
totally
Australia and stuff, things are open. Yeah, people are at bars. So
yeah,
I think...
60,000?
I agree, but I do think maybe that would be, like, a baby step to seeing
totally.
60,000.
Yeah,
maybe like seeing, like, 10 people. A Lady Gaga there could be 100 people in the room.
100%.
Maybe that's a baby step.
Lady Gaga at my pride
there,
party?
Lady Gaga there could be 60,000 people in a room. Yeah, Lady Gaga after she leaves your pride party
yeah.
in your parents' basement.
Yeah, totally. So, it was so trippy because I'm like, there's 60,000 people, full stadium, like not even a gap in the seats,
yeah.
which is a laugh when they do that anyways because it doesn't help at all. But, like, not even an attempt to appear like they weren't open. No masks required. No, like, vaccination or anything required.
Yeah.
Literally just a sold out, like, back to normal
and you,
stadium.
It's Florida, so you know no one is vaccinated either.
No, and no one's wearing a mask. Literally, they scanned the crowd, and it was hard to find someone with a mask. It was the trippiest thing to see. I'm like, I do not remember where I've seen that before.
Also, I don't think wearing a mask in that would do anything.
I don't think it would either, to be honest. But it's just, like, even the fact that they're not even trying to, like...
Because, like, I feel like one person with COVID, if they're in the room with you, mm-hmm. maybe you have a mask, you're safe. Yeah. But if a ton of people have COVID, I feel like every orifice, there's just COVID trying to get in there.
Oh, I would... The numbers after that fucking super spreader event? Jesus Christ. Yeah. But...
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Anyways, so this all came up now that we're 20 minutes into the podcast. We'll tell you why we came up with this topic, or why I was thinking about this recently.
I will say I am shocked that we made it 20 minutes just talking about UFC, but mm-hmm. I am very, very happy that I came out of this with the knowledge that Fight Island existed.
Yeah, that is some of... I think you can't leave the COVID pandemic experience without knowing about Fight
Island.
And
I think there are a lot of queer people listening right now that mm-hmm. are also just finding out about Fight Island.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're giving the people the news that they deserve. Yeah, this is now a news podcast.
Exactly.
The important news only.
Very.
So yeah, it's going to be weird to see that kind of happen. And I think right now we're both coming from a place of like still very much like following the rules, but hopeful. Like the other day, both of us were able to register for our vaccination, which to our American listeners, or listeners around the world that don't know, here in BC, Canada,
it's like going to Fight Island.
It's literally like you cannot get a vaccination if you're under a certain age.
Yeah, my sister is a teacher.
Yeah.
And still hasn't got vaccinated.
Like take that in for some people that live in different countries right now that are farther ahead from us. Like, teachers, and we have another friend that's a teacher too, yeah. that just got vaccinated like 3 days ago.
Literally. My boyfriend did just get his first shot, but that was...
Like, fluke.
So fluky, and it's because he... I mean, he lives in a different health region than I am, yeah. not like in the epicenter, but they have a lot more cases. Mm-hmm. So they were kind of opening like clinics for yeah. a certain amount of time. And it was totally fluke. Somebody yeah. messaged him and was like, this is happening. So he went, but yeah, my sister doesn't have a vaccine.
Even on the phone when I registered, I was like, I know you like have no real idea, but like, could you tell, like, this is how it's working in Canada. You're allowed to phone to register. Like we had a date. April 22nd was our age range date where they were like, yeah. hey, if you're this age or to this age, you can call and register. Not even like call and get an appointment. Call and register.
Register. And then another kicker is that you get a text or an email, depending mm-hmm. which one you signed up for, on when you can book. Not that you got a booking.
Yeah, that you can then
that
book.
You can book.
So when I was on the phone, I was like, I know you don't really like... You can't say, but like, I'm just curious. You're probably going to ask this a lot. Like, I'm that annoying person. Like, what are they thinking?
I did it over like, the internet because I'm not 45.
Okay, but. Yeah. I'm just desperate for social interaction. Yeah. Like, you got some time to chat. I know you're working the phone lines here, but.
What are you doing?
And the person on the other end told me I will probably hear about my opportunity to book in a month.
Yes, that's what I heard too, yeah.
So that's talking like May 22nd, we're going to get the opportunity to start.
And then we go to Fight Island for the 10
for
vaccines.
The spots. Yeah, for the spots.
Yeah.
So it's still very much like Sean said, we are not supposed to hang out with anyone outside of our households unless you are doing it for business cases. So like Sean and I with the podcast are allowed, people that are doing like, you know, work with employees, or if you were like a dog walker, you could go over to someone's house. Like, there's all these different things, but for just purely social situations, you cannot go to other people's places.
Yeah.
And you can, all the restaurants are shut down. You can only eat on the patio of restaurants. So some restaurants are open if they have patio space, but they cannot seat anyone inside.
Which I have no interest in doing. I also haven't eaten at a restaurant in so long now.
Yeah. And everything else is shut down. Like anything else you can imagine that's not like grocery stores and essential stuff. So it's like, there's literally nothing to do.
Yeah.
And I'm fine by that because I'm like, we're all doing our part, but it has, I think, made me, I think for a long time there, it was like one foot in front of the other because I was able to close myself off from what the real world or like the past world looked like and the things I was missing out on because everyone wasn't getting to do those things.
Yeah.
But now that I have so many friends in the States, like posting what they're doing, that is, you know, safe for them there or what's allowed. I'm like, oh my God, remember when we could do that? It's like too much in my face now.
Yes.
Too much of a contrast.
I just have no idea how I'm going to act. And I'm afraid because it's going to be,
it's going to be chaotic.
By the time we, by the time things open, I've seen that people don't think we're even going to reopen in fall fully.
Yeah.
Which is, I kind of expected that. By the time we can go out, it'll be 2 years that I've gone to like a club or something.
No, like what is that? Like what am I supposed to do?
I genuinely don't know how, first of all, to dance.
I haven't danced at home.
I haven't felt joy by myself in my room. Maybe like a few times I've been listening to like the Frozen 2 soundtrack and I, you know, like will throw that ass a little. But I haven't like club danced.
It
I
is
haven't,
so true.
I haven't interacted with people that I don't really know. I haven't interacted with people that you see once in a blue moon. Like I've lost all of that.
I'm so stressed for myself.
And I'm so stressed that I'm going to overdo it with like... having fun. Like, I'm gonna, like, butt chug a bottle of champagne on the bar the first night out. Like, you know, like, I have so little boundaries at this point.
Oh, I'm gonna be a full-on bar star when this
and
opens up.
And we're gonna be so old.
It's so true.
Like, you're gonna full be 30.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 30.
You're gonna be going back to the club 30.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think this is another thing that's different from the, like, lesbian or queer woman space and the gay
lesbians
male space.
Lesbians go out.
They go out till
the
day they die. Yeah. It's very much different in the queer women space. Like, most of the people that are, like, really, like, on the scene in the gay girl space, even
like
from
40.
When I was younger, were, like, between 30 and 45. Like, honestly.
So you're hitting bar star age.
Whereas, like, I feel like gay guys, it's very much, like,
it's like mid-20s.
And then there's, like, the few that hang on.
It's, like, mid-20s and then... you see the groups of gays going to like Puerto Vallarta and stuff instead the older
ones.
Yes,
they go in like they go to Palm Springs.
Yeah,
they go
so
to, like,
I'm reaching my like Puerto Vallarta stride.
I feel like Palm Springs is going to be a good place for us.
No, Palm Springs is like even older for
gays. It's even
Palm
older.
Springs is like 60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get there sooner than you do.
So it's like Puerto Vallarta is like 30s and then like Greece is like late 30s and then Puerto Vallarta is like 60s.
Right. Okay. Okay. I get that. So, I see that. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm not as, like, I know we joke with age thing, but I'm for the events I go to.
Right. It's
I'm
more like I'm scared to be going
that.
To a club with you being 30.
Yeah.
You know, especially because of how the gays club, they're going to be like,
they're going to be like, first of all, we hate lesbians.
Yeah.
Second of all, she's over 21 years old. I don't want to interact.
It's going to be weird.
It
it's going to
be
so weird.
No, I think the weird thing for me too is the buildup of it. Like you were just saying, like.
Oh, I also don't get how it's going to happen. Sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
I don't get how it's going to happen.
Oh, how is it going to happen?
Because, like, things like...
Are they just going to be like, go ahead?
Like, things like... Okay, obviously, because the UK, basically, we're like, you can go to clubs... It wasn't like June 23rd or something like that. Like, this day, that is when it's opening and we're staying
happen?
Open. Like, is that... Like, are we going to be... Are the lines going to be, like, 5 blocks long?
That's the other thing. It's like, it's almost like the upsetting part is, like, you can't go out the first week.
No.
Because, like, no one's getting in anywhere. It's going to be so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, even when it does open, it's going to be like, okay, go! And then everyone's going to be, like, okay.
No White Claw in any
Gay
of the
bar
stores.
In Vancouver Junction, as is, like, a two-hour line wait outside the
Unless you pay the bouncer directly.
Yeah. So, I... Honestly, I have thought about this.
Okay, you have a plan.
I have a plan. Because also, Julia has some friends that do some, like, events and stuff.
Okay.
I was thinking about it. I was like, the only way for them to do it to any reasonable level is ticketed only for the first while.
Yeah.
But because they would have to, right? Like, they can't just be like, okay, Junction's open on Friday the 23rd. Go for it. It's going to have to be
People would camp out.
No, it's actually.
Yeah.
It's going to literally have to be for the first, 3 weeks.
Ticketed $5 lottery, though. Lottery style.
They won't do that. Why would they fuck with that?
Because that's what they should have. That's
why would they do that?
Because then the I don't know. I feel like it's too.
Like only people that can pay.
Yeah,
well, you got to pay to go in the club anyway.
I know, but it's I don't know.
It's $15.
Good internet. It's too privilege based.
Oh god. Okay. It is, but it's the only way to do it.
Okay.
And I've also got to give it out to the small.
You're getting
businesses.
A 7G connection right now.
Well, it's also fucking. I've got to give a shout out to the small businesses. Sorry, they need money.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone who doesn't have money to give those small businesses to exist, absolutely they should be able to still go. But in order for them to still be there in 3 weeks,
yes, okay.
They need the people that have the money.
I'm going to tell you, as soon as they can open the doors, I don't think money is going to be an issue for a little bit.
That's true. But I do think maybe there'll be a fucking GoFundMe if you want to buy someone else's ticket. Who knows? I'm sure they'll do something like that. But at least at the queer women.
Yes.
And non-binary spaces. I don't know about gay male bars.
Probably not. They're still going to come out of this just
as
terrible.
All the queer women spaces, they always do sliding scale.
So I love that.
You can pay $5. Yeah. You can pay $20. You can do whatever, right? So, yes. But I'm just saying, just logistically, they have to do that.
Yeah.
They have to.
See, my plan was more we case the joint, 4 weeks in advance. We're on skateboards in the docks.
Yes,
we're
yes.
coming from the ceiling.
Okay, yeah.
Like a smoke grenade.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my kind of plan.
That could work too. Yeah. Yeah. There's either sell
Except
tickets.
Except I'm way too fat to fit in any duct right now.
There's also a back door I heard we could try instead.
Yeah, it's either sell tickets or everybody becomes Kim Possible.
Or we have to just decide to be a drag performer and somehow get booked.
That's true.
Which won't happen either because you know that trying to get booked as a drag performer coming out of this.
No.
Oh, good luck. That it's going to be impossible. If you want to start drag after this, wait a couple years because you're not getting any stage space.
No, you're definitely up against a wall there.
But anyways, my point is, free or not, even if, like you said, my fucking Scrooge McDuck ass wants them to put $15, if you want it to be free, sure. But it's got to be tickets in the sense of, even if it's a free ticket, it's a ticket.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's just it's actually they can't have thousands of fucking people standing outside waiting. And it will
and
be
you
like
would
that.
Have
it will
that,
be.
Yeah.
It will be crazy. Yeah. I think that's the thing. It will literally. It will be
not
incomprehensible.
Even clubs, just bars, even.
Oh, it'll be nuts. Everywhere is gonna have to be okay, fucking. I guarantee it's gonna be like this. I can see it coming. Junction will be do you want the 9 o'clock to the 12 o'clock window, or do you want the 12 to 3 window? And you get your tickets for it, and no one else show up because if you don't have a ticket, you're not getting in. And it's going to be like that for at least a few months. I would anticipate. How else are they going to do it? It's going to be impossible. It would be literally impossible. Oh, you want to go to Junction tonight? We're going to have to fucking line up yesterday at 4.
True, it's
not going to work, you know?
Yeah.
Or they're just going to have to, the people that are really going to make some money is the people that somehow have the money to rent out, a warehouse.
Right.
But then
I did
be
see on TikTok the
too.
Other day that you can, in the UK, rent, inflatable bouncy castles?
Okay, yeah.
They're those, mm-hmm. but it's a portable nightclub.
What?
And it's a kind of a
what?
Structure, and then it inflates around it, and it has a door, and it's kind of soundproofed, and it comes with a smoke machine, lights, music, speakers, and it's just a big black box that you put in a backyard or something, and you have a club night in a
what?
Yeah.
I want to get one of these for
I know.
I want to do
your
this.
Balcony.
Oh my god. Okay, that's wild.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of on The Challenge, if you watch The Challenge
no.
on MTV. Okay, never mind. They have one of those outdoor clubs. I thought they just set it up, but maybe they rented it for the show during the show. Because usually they go out to bars in the area, but because it was filmed during COVID, they didn't. So they had their own bar on site.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think we should get one of these portable clubs and put it on Fight Island.
Oh my God. You know what you know what's going to be nice to see for the businesses though, like in this entertainment space and like drag performers and bar and club owners and restaurant owners is like it's going to be chaos, but like they are going to get an influx of fucking money. Because you best believe what went from places that were only busy on a Friday or Saturday night and maybe on like a Wednesday that have some few people show up for fucking trivia or something.
Yeah.
Every night there's going to be something going on, and they better milk that shit for a while. They deserve to, right?
Yeah. It's also, besides us going out, it's so wild to me that there are people, young queer people, or not young queer people, people that have come out in this pandemic. I don't know, like pancake? No.
Yeah.
It's a
pandemic,
My brain got tired of thinking of P
of
words.
Names.
There are people that have come out in. We've obviously talked about that there are people who had to move back home and are, you know, kind of in situations that are less safe or less comfortable, and they kind of have to regress their progress as a queer person. But there are a ton of people that have come out and haven't been able, besides online, which honestly is a great resource for meeting queer people, that haven't even been able to see other queer people enjoying themselves, like talk to random queer people at a bar, or like even not even a bar, like alcohol taken out of it, like just a queer, you know, like art night or anything. None of that. There are people that have almost gone 2 years and haven't experienced that.
I was talking
about... Because we're like, I want to go back to it. Yeah, there's people that don't even know that.
I know. I was talking to a friend of mine whose partner more recently came out before the pandemic, but was not in an area where they were like able to go out to like queer events or spaces or things like that. And like a couple months ago, they said that it was their first time the two of them, my friend and their partner, went and hung out with like another queer couple, like socially distanced in like a park. And when they walked away, they were like, it was so crazy because we realized that was the first time that my partner had ever like hung out with other queer people.
Yeah.
In person.
Which is so insane. Is but I don't think it is a small section or like individual story.
I know, and that's why it is also going to be frustrating on the other side, because it's also going to be like, it's going to be so weird for a while to try and even get into those spaces, and like
but
I hate that part of it.
It's things like that. It's thoughts like that that I'm like, you know what? Even if I'm not getting into these places, I can just be with my queer friends again.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that have never gone out that are going out, or people that don't have a big group of queer friends that are seeing more queer people.
Yeah.
Like, it just...
That
just
alone
the,
is
just the fact
nice.
That there are going to be the queers seeing the queers out at the queer places.
I know.
Even if I'm not at the queer place, being queer with other queers.
Even like in friends' living rooms, just being able to like.
Oh my God!
Like,
it literally makes me so happy. Yeah. Like I could cry.
I know, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, something that I've thought about in the online space with like coming out of the pandemic.
Okay.
Is for like the longest time before. Pre-COVID, if you will, every like event, pride, anything that you saw, you knew who was going to be like headlining. So like even in Vancouver, for example, like let's talk locally first. Like I could tell you who's going to be on the pride floats.
Yeah.
I could tell you who's going to be performing at the like pride parties. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
And then in the like maybe larger scale, I could tell you at the like.
Who's that?
VidCon, who's going to be at whatever, or what are you looking for here?
She soared.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
The seashore.
I was
what
like, Sally, she's selling something.
Yeah, like there's always, like, I feel like there was like a, almost like a bit of a lull in the sense of like, for the longest time, it was like the same people.
Right.
And it's not to say that those people, like, a lot of them don't deserve to still get booked. But I'm fascinated to see on the other side of this, because it has been so long. It before almost seemed to happen more naturally, but it's going to seem so stark. Like, there's people that have totally dropped off of the internet or
and
dropped off of
have,
being... Maybe have decided
like,
that they want
to... JoJo Siwa is going to be at Dinosaur?
Fuck, might be headlining. Like, seriously.
But honestly,
people that have come out, or, like, drag performers that have decided they don't want to do drag anymore during this
or
pandemic.
People
or people
that
have decided...
Built up a drag.
Yeah, drag following.
People that are, like, on Drag Race UK or something, yes, that have suddenly,
all, yeah, of a sudden, like, even like things like that. Like, I know, like, during the pandemic, Drag Race Canada premiered, and
holy fuck, that, yeah, seems like an eternity.
Doesn't that seem
ago?
Like an eternity? But yeah, that was during, and like, usually that would have been like immediately after that. Like, every fucking gay bar in Canada,
Kesta,
that's
fuck,
the Kesta fuck, you know, like, get it going. And it's like, I almost feel bad for people that are kind of like skyrocketing during that time, because like, they kind of miss out on that, like, time afterwards where they're at that height
and they're still pumping things out at a rate that they're not the fresh one,
yeah, like 100%, you know, yeah, what I mean. Whereas like, even like Drag Race Canada, like, there's probably gonna be another season in like 6 fucking months,
yeah,
and it's like, not to say that those people in the first season are gonna be like forgotten about, they're still gonna be booked because they were on it, yeah, but it is true to the nature of like, the kind of newest, freshest ones are getting paid the biggest bucks, right? And then in like, you throw into that another huge platform that skyrocketed, like TikTok. So you have all these people that literally went into the pandemic with zero followers, because I think a lot of people, for a few reasons, one, because TikTok was a platform where they actually had an opportunity to like get in it and grow. And two, a lot of people just never made content before because they didn't have time, or they like didn't know how to start. Some platforms are more confusing, like YouTube. You have to do longer form videos. You have to edit it on a software program. Like, all these, there's kind of barriers, yep, to it. Whereas then you take a platform like TikTok, you don't got to edit shit if you don't want to. You don't, you know, like, you make it all on your phone. Everyone's got a phone. You, yeah, know what I mean?
Take an online platform and then toss in like skyrocketing unemployment rates.
Yeah, where
young
everyone's
people
like,
as well.
You know, all these people are like making jokes about it, but like, all of a sudden I'm sitting at home with nothing to do, and I'm 30 something and I've never made any sort of content on the internet, but well, I got nothing else to do, might as well join. And then they've got like fucking half a million followers. No, exactly. So it's kind of interesting to me because there's all these people that I'm starting to think about that I'm like, wow, like, they're gonna be big on the other side of this. And a good example of this is my friend Ash Gavs, who is one of the co-hosts of We're Having Gay Sex. And she was a comedian before this pandemic.
Yeah.
And
now she's a popular comedian.
Yeah. Well, this is her words, not mine. But, like, she did get booked locally, right? But she, yeah, didn't have a following. You know, she was just doing local gigs. I'm sure people around where she lived knew who she was on the scene of comedy, in the same way that like, I have some comedian friends that do all the comedy gigs here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But like, she went into the pandemic just like hustling the in-person comedy gigs, started TikTok, got 500,000 on TikTok, like crazy skyrocketed, started this podcast that crazy skyrocketed, so popular, mega star guests.
Yeah, I wonder what that's like.
But it must be nice. Maybe if we ask someone else to speak for once, we could gain some traction, but we don't have room. So we're already sucking all the air.
This closet's very small.
Sucking all the air. And I said to her, I was like, it's going to be such a trip for you,
yeah,
to come out of this and be booked everywhere as the lesbian comedian. Like, every event's going to want to book you for like their comedy night, their stand-up night.
For
like,
sure.
You're going to be like selling out theaters to do performances.
You're going to be selling out Fight Island, baby.
Fuck. And it's like, that would just be such a trip. And I think that's going to be the case for a lot of people when they transition, like, even being noticed, recognized.
Totally.
Like,
oh God, yeah.
It's going to be weird for people. They're going to be like, wait, yeah, those numbers that I was gaining online actually like are people that actually like know me, you know, like, because they haven't had that slow climb and, oh, a couple people recognize me. Okay, this, it's just like, it's going to be wild to see in that scope too.
Yeah.
Like, how that translates. And I'm very curious to see like when Pride start back up and like queer spaces start booking performers and like, seeing how that looks. I'm kind of fascinated by it, honestly. I'm fascinated by the like amount of growth and success so many people have had that going into the pandemic, no one knew who they were, meaning online.
Yeah.
And then now, like, they're like some of the biggest names on these social media platforms.
Totally.
It's
and people
crazy.
Are going to be getting recognized. And meanwhile, I'm hoping I will get not recognized because I will have had so much Botox.
They're like, oh my gosh, you look like a younger version of someone
I
know.
There's this really annoying guy that comes in here sometimes. You look like a very young version of him.
Like, if we took him and we went back like 18 years.
18 to 35 years. We're talking embryo here.
Oh my God. Let's be real also, before we sum this up.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what the hell this podcast was, as fucking usual, but I think we talked about some things.
I think the name is just Fight Island.
It's just Fight
Island. Okay, working titles.
Okay.
The Great Reset, but gay.
Okay.
Coming out, .. of a pandemic.
Okay.
Fight Island is real, or my personal winner here, Mask On, Pussy Out.
It's gotta be Mask On, yeah. Pussy Out, honestly. That's the winner. Well, yeah. I can't wait for that merch to launch.
Absolutely.
Seriously. No, but even for us coming out of this space, like, the contrast to the numbers we were getting on our podcast before,
yeah,
and now, like, we've just naturally grown over right. the last year and a fucking half, and like, a lot of people are like, oh, would you guys do like meetups and stuff in person, like, when this world opens back up?
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to fathom, with the numbers we're getting now, that people would want to see that.
Right.
You yes. know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's gonna be, I feel like that first, it's gonna be like getting your feet wet. Like if I did do a meetup, or if I did do like a live thing, would anyone show up? Because it's like, you haven't seen those numbers directly translate to in person.
Totally.
It's so weird.
I mean, I don't think it'll translate big for us still. So I don't think you have to worry too much about that.
Should I tell my security team that I'm already booked to stand
probably.
Off? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's nice. I had some high hopes.
Okay.
You know what? It was the supermoon last night. I was manifesting that we were going to be doing meet and greets around the world.
Right.
With listeners, gayborhood bashes, if you will.
We'll
oh,
see.
That sounded so bad.
Jesus. Yeah, that did sound bad.
Gayborhood bashes. Gay bashing. Like, fun play on
Maybe.
Words here.
Nope.
No. Gayborhood. What am
block
I looking
party.
For? Block parties.
Yeah.
A block. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, similar geez. To gay bashing. I see how you.
You know, like a bash? Like a bash.
No, I know. I know what you were trying to go for, but I also know what you received.
You know what? Honestly, thank God we don't meet people in person.
Yes.
Thank God.
Are you here to gay bash me?
You know what the good thing is, though, when I really think about it, is because we don't edit this podcast in the sense of, like, we don't take shitty, like, things
we're
that we say out.
We're not building people up for...
It's like, yeah, it's not like we, like, are, like, some perfect, like, online
no.
personas, and they're gonna meet us and be like, wow, like, she's a gay bashing in that life.
Literally. Except they're gonna be like, wait, who's Brie? And there's, like, just an embryo sitting beside her.
Oh my God. Shama's had a kid in the last
That kid looks awful lot like Sean. It must be his.
But just so young and fresh.
So young.
Crazy how that kid's face doesn't move. Okay. if you go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, click the link in our bio, become a patron if you please. And also, you can find our merch there. Mask On, Pussy Out is going to be launching very soon. Sean and I are crying.
Oh, I'm laughing because, like, funny how that kid's face doesn't move. Is like one of the funniest things you've said ever
in the 130 episodes.
It took me for a ride that you made a funny.
Honestly, fuck you. All right, you can also find us on TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast, and personally at Sean.Luskin at Brianne Williamson. I hit 175K on TikTok.
That's exciting.
That's kind of a cool milestone.
I unfollowed you.
Shut the fuck up. All right, until next time, we will see you on the
gayborhood to bash you.